Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aaron Colvin actually does have an interception on his
only career, correct.
That was his interception in the Buffalo game, in the Buffalo postseason game last year.
Trumaine Johnson had two interceptions the last 2 years?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, interceptions is not necessarily a translation of how great a defensive back is. It helps when they make interceptions, but oftentimes they are a team thing or a luck thing. And Aaron Colvin is pretty good in some of the other metrics out there that measure individual performance.
He is.
And he secured that interception all the way to the ground. So he is now, well, he is 39 minutes away from being a Houston Texan. We'll learn more about him as the show goes on.
4 years, 32 or 33 with 18 guaranteed?
4 years, $34 million, 18 guaranteed for Aaron Colvin. Which, if he winds up being a guy who plays on the outside for you, is a bargain. If he's good.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
If he's
no
good.
No doubt.
Hey, let's give out a code word here so we can get you guys some money in your pocket. The March to $1,000 cash contest. The code word this hour is MATH. M-A-T-H, MATH. If you text the code word MATH to 72881, you could be the lucky winner of $1,000. Text MATH to 72881 to win $1,000. So in addition to the Nate Solder story, we touched on it a little bit at the end of the last segment. Tyrann Mathieu is now a free agent. And as soon as that was announced, I immediately retweeted it with the hashtag Texans because I think it would be a great pickup for the Texans. You know who else thinks it would be a great pickup for the Houston Texans? Maybe the most prominent Houston Texan of all time. J.J. Watt tweeted about an hour ago, "Come on over, bro, at Mathieu_era. That's Tyrann Mathieu's Twitter handle. So J.J. Watt would like him some Tyrann Mathieu in that secondary.
It'd be smart to want him because the guy's versatile. He can play nickel slot. He can play strong safety. He can play free safety. If you need to have him play corner on the outside, he can in a pinch.
Yep.
He's a very versatile guy. And what is he known for ever since he was at LSU? He's a ball hawker.
He's around the ball
all the time. There's certain guys that just have a knack for making plays around the ball. And that's Tyrann Mathieu. This guy can make plays around the ball. And I would love this guy on this team because the attitude and the way he plays would, I think, be perfect for this defense.
It'd be a home run. There's no doubt. And I don't know whether being back closer to his home state of Louisiana would be a factor for Tyrann Mathieu at all. But as I alluded,
good or bad?
That's actually fair to say.
You know,
but
he got in trouble because of being in Louisiana.
But I think he's put enough time and distance, and I'm not talking about
early
miles.
His career might be a concern, but now I don't know if it's as much of a concern.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't either. I just was curious which way you meant by that,
right.
Rich.
Well, I meant in a good way, that it would attract him here and be a good thing for him. He's only 25 years old.
Yeah, he'll be 26 when the season starts.
He's been to the top of the mountain, right? Yeah. He's been first-team All-Pro.
Hey, look, he was in the mix for Defensive Player of the Year a couple of years ago.
So it would absolutely be a home run for the Texans, and I think put a completely different, give a completely different feel to what they've done in free agency this offseason. What's interesting, and I understand why this is the case, but what I find interesting is, as good a player as he is, and the Cardinals have other good players on their back end, but they felt he was expendable while at the same time about to pay Sam Bradford $20 million.
Yeah, we just know.
It's just one of those things that doesn't make sense on the surface.
It's never going to make sense with quarterbacks, Rich, and it's never going to make sense with Sam Bradford. I don't get it either. I really don't.
Quick little fun factoid about one Sam Bradford, that in the past 5 years, Sam Bradford's played in 38 games. He's missed 42 games. He is 19-19 in those games.
Yeah.
And he's making $20 million this year.
No,
he's the master of getting over. He's redefined getting over in the NFL.
It's incredible, man.
It's like he's got pictures of every front office in the league.
Sean.
Wasn't he also the last quarterback to be drafted and be handed a $50 million check?
Yes, he was the last of the bonus babies before the rookie wage scale in 2011. So he and Matt Stafford are always going to be, from now and forever, until the price of a dollar is way, way up, you know, hundreds of years from now, he and Matt Stafford, the number one pick in 2009, they're going to be at the top of every average salary per year chart that you look until Bradford becomes a career backup someday. I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know when when teams are going to stop giving him $20 million. Up to this point, you ain't an NFL team unless you've given Sam Bradford 15
that's
to 20
so true.
Mil sight
that's
unseen,
true.
Man.
That is so yeah. true. Eric Weddle had some comments to say about
said
that.
Said the same thing we've been saying. Right. Nobody's been paying
I love
more.
It. Even players are like hating on the guy. I'm a former player. I hate on the guy. Current players are hating on him, man.
Right, yeah. And they're going to let an elite defensive player go in part to accommodate whatever money they have to spend on Sam Bradford. And Tyrann Mathieu, like I said, home run. Look, I don't have in front of me the biggest deal for a safety in the NFL, but if the Texans want to break the bank and make Tyrann Mathieu the highest paid safety in the NFL, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I would applaud that.
Well, okay. Well, I would look at the numbers before I go out on that limb, but because of the injury issues, Rich, you may be paying the highest paid contract to a guy who has dealt with some injuries. Now, what he was supposed to make this year from Arizona, he was supposed to make a little under $6 million, and reportedly, two things. Reportedly, they asked him to take a pay cut. And in part, they asked him to take a pay cut because in the defense that Steve Wilks intends to bring in, mm-hmm. we know that the one area of a team that gets minimized is the secondary. Ask Josh Norman. Steve Wilks was the defensive coordinator in Carolina, where, if you remember, that defense was built on strength in the front seven, and the strength of the front seven allowing you to put whatever jamokes you want to in the secondary. So they were never going to pay Josh Norman, and he winds up getting a five-year, $75 million deal a couple years ago with the Washington Redskins. Apparently, a similar message was sent to Tyrann Mathieu that you need to take a pay cut, and the writing was on the wall that they don't feel that strongly that they need to overpay safeties, especially safeties coming off injury. And it's not so much this year's salary for Tyrann Mathieu, but probably I'm looking at his spot rack page right now. He was scheduled to make $5.75 million this year.
Right.
And that was going to go up, and now SpotRack took his entire page down because he's been cut. That was going to go up to about $11 million a year over the next couple years. So, you know, they approached him now about redoing a deal. He didn't want to redo his deal.
Right.
So hopefully the Texans come to the table with something. Ted, you played in Rack's defense. What could a player like Tyrann Mathieu do in Rack's defense?
Oh, is
that a guy that they, you know, as opposed to the Panthers who seem to minimize that, mm-hmm. is that something that Rack could use to do all the disguising?
You know what I think he would
trickery.
Be great at? You said it. The disguising, you can line him up in multiple positions. You can have him line up one position playing inside, you know, another position, you know, another snap playing him outside. You can move him around. I think you could do a lot of creative stuff from blitzing. Rack loves to blitz his safeties. Off the edge, up the middle. Tyrann Mathieu is a phenomenal blitzer too. He can rush off the edge, and you can have him, like I said, run up the middle too. So to me, there's just so many different things. He's a Swiss Army knife. Rack loves a versatile player, particularly a safety that can do a lot of things and cover and disguise and blitzing off the edge.
I think that's a lot of what they see in Aaron Colvin too. I watched a lot of Aaron Colvin mm-hmm. last night on watched some of the game highlights on YouTube, went mm-hmm. did some game pass on some of the Jacksonville stuff. They used him a lot like that. You know, now he was a slot corner, so it was a little bit easier to do some of the blitzing with him and the disguising and things like that. You know, they had him in pinched close to the line a few times, and they'd make it look like he was blitzing and he'd drop in coverage. But I think my guess is that's a lot of what they like about Aaron Colvin too, is the versatility. He's a really good tackler. He's a really good blitzer. For a corner, he's got a bunch of sacks. Tony Wiggins from 92.5 FM in Jacksonville was the Jags radio network, was on Mad Radio this morning. He's watched every down that Colvin's played, and he talked about what Colvin brings to the table.
What you have in him is you have a twitchy guy who has a little bit of chip on his shoulder who wants to prove that he can play outside. He's very quick. His teammates respect the hell out of it. And he played 65 to 70% of the snaps because the Jaguars generally go to a 4-2-5 for that amount of time. So he's a really, really good player. And you'll notice this in practice. He's twitchy, and he gets around things really quick. He's a willing tackler. And if there's a ball that gets loose, he's going to find it.
It's very important, very, very important. If you're going to be a cornerback in this defense, you better be able to tackle.
Right.
There's a ton of cover two that Rack likes to run. What does that mean for corners and tackling? That means they have a lot of times they have coverage in the flat where there's and they're force players. So that means they are the outside defenders, and you have to turn it back inside. And so they have to be excellent tacklers of the ball when there's a run out to the perimeter or any plays out to the on the edge. So the fact that he's such a great great tackler is going to be perfect for this defense because of so much cover two that they love to run.
Yeah,
Kareem Jackson is a great tackler versus cover
he
two.
He is.
Jonathan Joseph, not so much. You need really good tacklers. If Ty Law was one of the best open field tacklers that we had.
Kevin Johnson was pretty good till last year.
Until last year, to leave his feet and duck his head. he was prior to last year. He was a good tackler. You're right.
Yeah, they're one more signing in the secondary away from me feeling really good about where they are with the secondary. And even if it's not Matthew, let's say they sign
safety
EJ,
though, right? Or safety more than corner.
Well, I'd like a safety, but even EJ Gaines, from Buffalo as another corner, I think would cement the move of Kareem to safety because then you'd have Kevin Johnson, EJ Gaines, and Aaron Colvin as your top three corners. But assuming Kevin Johnson can come back and revert to the form he was in his first 2 years, that's a pretty good top three corner group, and you haven't paid $15 or $16 million a year for any of them.
It's going to be interesting to see if some of the returning players, and who knows, maybe Jonathan Joseph winds up being one of them, have their performances elevated by the healthy front seven they didn't have.
That's another factor,
last
too, for
year.
Sure.
I think that's also a factor. Yeah. And on Matthew, pulled up the safety numbers, believe it or not, at the end of last season, only Eric Berry had a higher average annual salary than Tyrann Mathieu among safeties in the NFL. Berry's average annual, $13 million. Tyrann Mathieu's $12.5 million. So, again, I would applaud the Texans if they landed him with the biggest deal you'd give a safety. And on the injury
but
front.
But hang on a second.
You cautioned on that because of the injury front. He's missed 14 out of 80 games in his career. He's played in 66. So he's never had a season wiped out or had a.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not. But how many did he play last year?
He started every game.
Yeah, he did. Okay, played every game. But he was just, I feel like his performance slipped a little bit last year, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know about that, but I still think he's a top-tier player.
Oh, I do too. I would go after him. They need to go after him. Those are just two real big cautionary tips. Well, the Eric Berry one especially. Mm-hmm. Like, Eric Berry, highest paid safety, and he blew up his leg in the first game of the year.
Right.
But, hey, that's football.
As I said time and time again, a safety position, particularly a strong safety, needs to be a flag carrier. He needs to be somebody that guys will follow, who's got an edge, who's intense, who can rally the secondary. So sometimes those guys can, not be as focused in as they need to be. This is a great guy to go get, man. This guy is a flag carrier in your secondary for sure.
Yep. All right, the Dolphins are releasing Ndamukong Suh, per a source. That from Adam Schefter about 4 minutes ago. He'll be free to sign with another team. Ted, you and I were fantasizing about that in the Texans' defensive line last week. I don't think that's where the $15 million they didn't spend on Nate Solder is going to make the defensive line even stronger.
No,
and I don't know,
not.
With Matthew on the market, I'm pretty sure I don't want it to either.
Do you realize how durable he is? Real quick, he's only missed two games his entire career. Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, yeah.
And he played over 80% of the snaps for the Dolphins.
At the right price, I'd sign him, but I just think the Texans, the right price for the Texans will be far below what the league is going to give
him. He feels like one of those guys that's going to get added, like Nada just got added to the Eagles mix and just makes somebody just sick deep in that spot.
My guess is he gets more than a one-year deal, though, than Nada, because I think he's got much more left in the tank and a higher upside. But you're right. We've seen a few difference makers get kicked onto the street the last couple days between Matthew and Sue and Jordy Nelson. You don't know what he's got left.
The Eagles, my gosh. Fletcher Cox, Chris Long, Michael Bennett, Vinny Curry,
Haloti Ngata,
Brandon Graham, crazy, best defensive front in the NFL.
Yep. And isn't it crazy? We were saying this exact same thing last year, potentially, about the Texans. Remember the excitement last year of, Watt
and I was leading the charge on that.
We all were. Watt and Clowney and Merciless all going to be together healthy, and it lasted for four games. So a lot more trepidation going into this year. So who knows? Maybe the football gods will reward us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.